shehu sagiluhu. So you see klar, that they drank from the original cup. Not the way I understood the Rambam, mashkeh is a different cup. Moreover, it's a mitzvah, which the Rambam doesn't say in the first of it. Could be a tzavah or talia. If it's a mitzvah, it's from the original cup. And if it's a rishus, so then it could be from pouring off to a different cup. Perhaps. Now, Rabbo's side, one last nakuda, is this machloikas in the mechaber, reish, ayin aleph, if you dalit, what about the many people being mitzuruf to below lukum? Can they or can they not be mitzuruf? So look to the rush. Moreover, it's a mitzvah, which the Rambam doesn't say in the first of it. Could be a tzavah or talia. If it's a mitzvah to be from the original cup, and if it's a rishus, so then it could be from pouring off to a different cup. Perhaps. Now, Rabbo's side, one last nakuda, is this machloikas in the mechaber, reish, ayin aleph, sif yud dalet. What about the many people being mitzuruf to below lukum? Can they or can they not be mitzuruf? So look to the rush. The rush of Siman Yud Ches, that's where it starts from. Please turn to the rush. Siman Yud Ches, where the Rosh says the end of Yud Ches. No, I don't think so. The Rosh is over here. V'yei Rosh Echad Men HaMesubin Tzorach Lishtos Mlo Lugmo V'yein Shtiyas Shnayim Itztar From the Mlo Lugmo D'lo Mikri Shtiyas Shal Hano V'pochas Mlo Lugmo Va'anan bi'inon sheyehone ha'odem mikol shebrocho. So the rush is quite clear. You require that one person drink a melol lugma. The ritva there in Erev and Ayin Tes says, no. He says, Tosis is not, and he can have a mitzir of a melol lugma. The mechaber has both shittas. And the bir halacha doesn't like the mekilim. He's not so happy at all. Take a look at the bir halacha over here. In the Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Dalet. This is Tosis and Yuma Daf Pei Quarter Ben Atam. At the top of it, this is the last four narrow lines here. Atam Shem Alo Lugma. The guy made Kiddush Shem Yisu V'Daita. And therefore, he called Tosim Sokukum Zayin that Og Melech HaBoshin has to have a greater amount. We call Echad V'Echad Me'es V'Daita Mimla Lugma of the day. Like Yom Kippur. V'Yim Kain, the last narrow line. Everyone look inside. The last narrow line. Page Mem Tes. V'Yim Kain Memel L'Fitam Zev Vada Yisvila Gamke Kevarosh. The Tosis does. That you need one person. One person. And therefore, although you can't stop the Mekilim, but the Chathchili should certainly be Machmir, that one person should have a Melo Lugma. I agree. Avada Chathchili should be Machmir. The question becomes, in this riot that the Bialocha brings, from our toast, take a look at our toast, Kuf Zayin Aleph. Just for a second. Our Tosfos says the Kuvzayin Amud Aleph. Avol Og Melech Haboshin Bo Itvei Kedamin and Osim. Just like with respect to Yom Kippur, Og Melech Haboshin is only Chayav if he has a lot. So too with respect to being Toyim from the coastal Kiddush or Avdolah, Og Melech Haboshin has to drink more. So the Bialacha brings a riot from his Tosfos that he holds like the Rosh, that one person must drink the Melugva. I don't understand. If you hold the Ritva, that it's enough to have two people drinking the mitzvah of the Melo Lugmav. How much is the Melo Lugmav? What's the impression you get from the Bir Halacha?
Depends on the person. Great.
No. Okay, it doesn't depend on the person. The fact that Tosis depends upon the person is an indication that he goes against the Ritzvah of Shnei Shnayim and Tarf. He holds to the Nina of Hanoi, that's a one person. So I ask you a question. I turn the question back to you. So what should it depend upon if you hold that the Shnei Shnayim is Darf? There is a Shita like that, the Ritva said so. What should it depend upon? Not every person. So what should it depend upon? What would you say? What'd you say? That's what I would say. The average person. That's the impression you have to be alone. But according to the those who say it's enough to be tzarev shnei anoshim for the lugmav, it should depend upon the benedi, on the average person. And I found this later in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perek Mem Ches Oret Tzadi Beis, called a sefer called Toldos Shmuel. Says like me, but it should depend upon the average person. He doesn't quote the Biolach, he just says it on his own. I'm not sure when he lived. But he quotes there an amazing thing from Rav Shlomo Zalman. It's a different approach. He seems to say that if it depends upon if Shtiyas Harbim and the other, if it's Tzarefet to Bolalugmav, it goes with percentages. Integration. If you take calculus, if you integrate, you have to reach 100%. What does that mean? Say, I'm very big, and I have one-third of a Bolalugmav of my Bolalugmav. And you're very small, and you have one-third of your Bolalugmav. And there's another guy who's an average guy, he has one-third of his Bolalugmav. As long as the sum total of the percentage equals 100, that's when it's considered mitzvah. That's how Rav Shlomo Zalman used to say, a very interesting sheet. Yes?
Isn't it somewhat natural over as, I mean, close to us all, that's maybe the day, but aren't the other sheet those who hold the average person?
I haven't seen it.
That's
not enough of Bosch.
No, but a person is a smaller volume, so he has a smaller here.
Yeah, but take a look at the Mishnah Brewery here in Tzivkot, Ayin Gimel. Reishayin Aleph, of course. Ayin Gimel. So the Mechaber quotes 2 days about Bololugu. Then he quotes the Gaon, and we have to, the Kaddish has to himself make Kiddush. Then he says, Highly zor lechatzchila that the mekadosh should make kiddush. Uvid the yevet, the scheme of harvey achronim, as you mentioned to me yesterday, tafilu shtias kolam asuvim mitzar from the lugma. You're the biggest kula. Ach shelo yisha ayde shtias kulam yosem mechadei achilas pras. That not. You have to all drink it within a short period of time. How do you know so? Who said so? That the sharatzi and tzivkot I involved. Pashut, the lo adif mishaim haya mekadesh viatzma. Pashut. So the Shmir Shabbos says over there in Haor Peches, it's not true. It's not true, this double pashut. It's not true. As long as it's not pashut, it's not even true. Why? If I'm drinking, I'm drinking myself, and I have to reach a yisuve daita or reach a certain shear, so in the halacha says I have to have within kadei achilas pras. But over here we're saying, Rabbo Sai, it's enough that you drink a little and I drink a little, the next guy drinks a little. That's just covered the coast. Because Gnai on the coast, and should drink a Malalugma from him. So to avoid this Gnai, you have to drink a Malalugma. It can take over an hour. What's the difference? As long as ultimately they drink more than a Malalugma, it's good enough. That's Dr. Pshat. And the Sharatia quotes this svar over here. Take a look over here back earlier. Kimlal Lugma says the Mishnah Berurah Samachay. To be in sheer choshev shetisyashev diet lo ayadezeh, that's the opinion which maintains that one person must drink, says the Sharatzin, right over there, in Samach, hey, Tosis Yuma, ula hayesh omrim, this is Yudalim, to shtiyas kolam besubim et starfes, the starf of the Malalumov, al korach of tamach rina, what is it? The chazal chilku kovan lakol shel chova, the Yitzdarech Lugmav Davka, as the Rashi then says, G'nayu Lakos, you shouldn't drink from it. So it seems to me that you shouldn't require Kadei Achilas Pras. That's what the Shmir Shabbos says in Haor Peches, and Haor Samach, he seems to quote this from Shlomo Zalman, that if you hold the Kula, you can be with Sarech many people to Bolo Lugmav, you shouldn't even require Kadei Achilas Pras. I think he's right.
But how long does the Barikha Gotham, the Kiddush Lash?
So you have a sip now and the rest later?
But it can last for the whole, for everybody. As long as,
yeah?
As long as someone has tefillah.
Well, that's Hechel's Bracha Shalom.
That's
Hechel's Bracha Shalom. So everyone takes a tiny sip at the beginning.
The question is, a lot of times you'll see the Chassid Kala sitting at the opposite end, you know, the Kaddish is somewhere else. He's doing Bracha Shalom. So until it gets there, it's like a few minutes. So now if they were talking, is that considered a half sip?
Yes, it is.
And over here it should also
be. They talk. You know, Rabbol said, with this we conclude the Chazkidish for Abdullah. I'm sure there are many things that we didn't talk about, although we try to be pretty thorough. There's always more. I want to end with a little Dvar Chizuk. This week's Pasha. Matovu olecha mat Yaakov mishkenosecha Yisroel. Kinecholam nitoyu. Tomorrow's good enough for me. Kinecholam nitoyu. One second. Says the Gemara, Lama nismachu aholim lenecholim. This is in Tavzayin Amaral. Tichsiv kinecholim nitoik ganas alaynor. Kaholim nata Hashem. Lama lecho. Ma necholim malan es ha'odim mitum ul'tara. Af oholim malan es ha'odim mikafcho v'l'kafskus. What's the holiness of Rashi? Bote midroshos. A base medvish is a mitire, and it's a mala odim mikafskus. So it's a big schus for those who have been saying coming here till the very, very end of the Sof Zman, the Sof Zman, Mamish from the Achroinim here in the Yeshiva, who have been spending their time in the Beis HaMedrash. It's a tremendous tahara, it's a tremendous halal schus, especially when we live in a world which is so tumid, and in a season that's so tumid, so porous. People stay in the Ohola Shel Torah, Zoche, to a Madrega of Tara. The Farshim point out that Nechol and Mikvah, Tara, have to be completely in the Mikvah. If you're 99%, one finger sticks out, you're not Torah at all. So therefore, I would like to give Chizuk to those who have been Mechazik me over the last month in the Shiurim, that now that the Shiurim officially over, find yourself an Ohel. Whether it be here in Washington Heights, whether it be in Lake Como, whether it be in Brooklyn or in Long Island or New Jersey, wherever you are, you have to find yourself an Ohel, an Ohel Shel Torah, a Beis Medrash, Matovu Ohelecha Yaakov, Mishkenosecha Yisrael. It's so critical to be in each time Yoshev Oholim. It's critical at all times, but it's certainly critical at a time like this. Summertime, people are doing so many crazy things. The world is so decadent. All we have left is Torah. That's our protector. Torah's Megina, either the Asifa, or either the Lo Asifa. Every person plans to spend is the next 2 months. Make sure you're near an Ohel. You have a Mokom Torah based Medrash Shul where you can go learn on a regular basis, in order to give yourself the tahara which is necessary, especially this time of the year. Matovu olecha Yaakov v'shinosecha Yisrael. How wonderful the Oholim are. And for those who may be going into a different kind of an Ohel, an Ohel which is the home, it's difficult. People are used to being in the dormitory and they're being away from their parents. And they're going home, even if it's for a week. They're going home and it's all of a sudden, you have to listen to what your mother says. Take out the garbage. That's already tough, you know, I'm independent now, I'm in the dorm, You have to be careful how you behave at home. Mishkenosecha Yisrael goes in shuls, but Ohelecha Yaakov, aside from Beis Medrash, goes in your own private home. The Ohel, the individual homes. You have to make sure to see to it that there's a tremendous amount of Kibbutz Avayim, you have a Koras HaTov, your parents that you sit and learn it until the end of June, then you schlep your home, to make you forced to go to work, or do other shtus. And they enable you to learn Torah, you should be eternally grateful to them. So I hope that just as we would be Zeicha Boruch Hashem to hold up the Ohel Shel Torah and the Mishkenosecha Yisrael here in our Beis Medrash and our Yeshiva till the very end of the official Zman, and next we're going to begin the new Zman in the country, those who are privileged to come, learning Boruch Hashem in Yanam of Mitzvah of Plius Boretz Roim, we should be Zeicha that the schus of our learning, that we should be able to be mekayim all the mitzvahs HaTorah, mitzvahs HaTluyos Ba'aretz, should be Midoraisa. We have the reenactment of the Shemitah, the Yovel, the Bias Kulana there, it's a struggle with Erev and Minoch.